Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of the Committee on the Enhancement of Cooperation and Assistance, I would like to thank those delegations that took the floor and contributed to the discussions. From my perspective, several salient points that arise from the discussion are, among others, one, the importance of sustained partnership, two, the need to include gender perspective in mine action, three, the notion that mine action is part of national development programs, five, the importance of creating resilient community, subsequently, the importance of strong national ownership, the importance of regular updates from recipient countries to donor countries. And also today, we were kindly reminded that in Maputo, we agreed to fulfill our outstanding obligations before 2025, and that burden sharing is one way to fulfill that outstanding obligations. Mr. President, there is no doubt that cooperation and assistance plays an important role for the full realization of the Convention. The problems caused by anti-personnel mines are complex and challenging. Since the entry into force of the Convention, substantial progress has been achieved, but the work is far from finished. And it is clear that the remaining work can only be finished through cooperation and sustained support based on strong national ownership. The Committee will continue its work to promote and facilitate cooperation and assistance and partnerships with a view to support the implementation of the relevant actions of the Maputo Action Plan. Mr. President, let me also seize this opportunity to express the Committee's gratitude to the ISU who have provided the Committee with their invaluable assistance. The Committee worked closely with former Director of the ISU, Mr. Kerry Brinkett, and also with the Acting Director, Mr. Juan Carlos, and his team. Let me reiterate once again that the progress achieved should not make us complacent. Only through strong cooperation between affected states, other states, and relevant institutions and organizations will the remaining work be completed. I thank you, Mr. President.